Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for this time, for this opportunity to be here together tonight. Lord Jesus, we know that you are in our midst. You said in Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So Lord Jesus, you are the I am, and we receive you are here in the midst of us tonight, and we're asking you to reveal truth to us. Unfold your word to us. We receive wisdom, insight, and revelation knowledge, Father God, that we are coming to know the truth that sets us free and enables us and equips us to run our race set before us in victory. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to be shared last Wednesday night on the subject of faith. Amen. And so we're going to be continuing on that subject here tonight. And the title of this teaching tonight is Cultivating Bible Faith. Amen. So we're going to be looking more tonight at what this is, but our foundation text is found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. He says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So every day we rely, you know, as we walk through this natural earth, we are walking really by our five physical senses. In large part, just every human being is doing this, what we see, hear, touch, taste, and smell. And these five physical senses really determine our decisions and our actions. Amen. But then that's the natural side, that's the human side, but then there's the God side. And this is where we need to factor in the Word of God into every situation, not just the five physical senses. So God, He is inviting us into His dimension, into His realm, the realm of the Spirit, the realm of faith. Now God, we see in 1 John 4, God is love, but He operates by faith. Amen. Everything He does operates by His Word, and it is the Word of faith. Amen. Romans 10:8, this is what Paul said. He said, "This is the Word of faith which we preach." Amen. So here tonight, we're going to be exploring how natural human faith differs from the biblical or the God kind of faith, and discover practical steps as to how we can live by faith. Amen. Because Romans 1:17 says, "The just," or those who have been justified, "shall live by faith." So faith is not optional in the kingdom. It is a requirement. Amen. I love to say it this way. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. It is the means by which we make an exchange. Much like we go to the grocery store, we go over here to Safeway, we buy some groceries. You know, we pull out, you know, a $20 bill, a $100 bill, whatever it is. That is the means of exchange to receive these goods and to bring them home to us. So in the kingdom, everything has already been provided for us in Christ. But now it's a matter of how do I receive and make that exchange? I know salvation's been available to me. How do I receive salvation? I know healing's been made available to me. How do I make that exchange? Faith is that currency. So first thing that we want to do here is to define faith. So again, Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So looking at this, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and faith is evidence of things not seen. In essence, what he is saying is faith is the substance. Faith is substance. All right? Hope does not have any substance, but faith gives substance to hope. We'll look more at that in a minute, but that is the essence of what we're looking at here tonight. So there are a number of different kinds of faith. Again, every human being has natural or human faith. And just a few examples looking at this is physical evidence. So coming here tonight, you know, this is the first time I'm preaching sitting down. I've never preached sitting down before, but I'm going to get used to it. This is fun. So tonight we came and we sat down in a chair. And so physical evidence faith says a chair is going to uphold me because I believe it's sturdy enough to support me. I did not see anyone coming to this room tonight looking under the chairs, turning it over and wiggling all that. You know, y'all had enough physical evidence faith just to come and plop yourself right on down, sink down into the couch and just enjoy it. Amen. That's physical evidence faith. The next is reputation. For example, trusting a doctor with your health because of a belief of their medical expertise. Right? So, you know, just, you know, going to an eye doctor, you know, we need to get glasses or contacts or whatever it is. You have enough trust in the reputation of this doctor that he's going to be able to prescribe to you the right lenses and things that you need. Amen. The next one would be past experiences. So a very easy example for us is that every morning the sun rises in the east. And it has, and it has, and it has, and it always has. And so we have enough faith just based on that it's going to do it tomorrow. Amen. Lord willing. The next is agreements or contracts. That is believing that, for example, a friend will meet you at an appointed time or a contracted party will fulfill a written contract. Again, we have done some research. We spent time. We've had experiences with these folks. You know, others have recommended them to us. So now we have placed our faith in this person or in this organization to fulfill this contract or to be where they said they were going to be. So in this verse, God is not speaking, however, of natural human faith. He's instead speaking of Bible faith or, again, the God kind of faith. Here's some examples. So again, we're in Hebrews 11. And by the way, Hebrews 11 is known as the Hall of Fame of faith. Amen. You can read on down through there and see all these wonderful stories. And I cited a few of them. But by faith, acting on the Word of God, nothing else, Noah got a word from God. And he goes about and he builds an ark which saved his family, and he became an heir of righteousness despite the fact there's no physical evidence of rain. Pre-flood, we did not have rains and thunderstorms as we have here now. There was a mist that would come up and it would water the ground. There was not these heavy rains and things like that. So when God's telling him what's going to happen, no one ever even heard of such things. But yet he goes, and on the Word of God, he builds an ark, and praise God, we're all here today as a result. By faith, Abraham left his father's house into a foreign promised land and became the father of many nations. And even though he was too old and his wife was too barren, also we see by faith, Sarah, his wife, at 92 years old, received strength and bore a child. Even though she was too old, and even considering the fact that she had been barren even when she was young, she was never able to have kids in the first place, much less at 92. All right? But God, amen, the word of the Lord came, and they stood on that word. By faith, Moses forsook the palace of Egypt. He kept the Passover, stood before Pharaoh, led the Israelites out of Egypt and through the Red Sea. Amen. By faith, Joshua led the Israelites into the promised land, and by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down because they obeyed the word of God when he told them to march around the city and to blow the trumpet. Amen. Now, I don't know, regarding battle strategies, that's not something that anyone else would have thought of. March around it and then blow up, you know, praise God, you know, and then the walls are going to fall down and you're going to take the city. Well, glory to God. Amen. How did they do it? By the word of God. They had no other evidence. No one had ever seen or heard of any such thing, yet God said, do it. So that's what they did. Amen. They acted on what God said, and they got the word came to pass exactly the way God said it. Amen. Glory to God. Next, I want to look at the source of faith. Again, natural human faith springs from our five physical senses, past experiences, and rational deductions. Again, we trust a chair to hold us or a doctor to properly treat a wound, the sun to rise in the east every morning, or again, a friend to keep an appointment based on tangible evidence or a proven track record. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Bible faith is born or birthed when we hear God's word and choose to believe it, regardless or despite what our five physical senses would have to say about it. Amen. Praise God. The basis of our faith. So again, natural faith is based on what is observable and what is tangible. However, Bible faith considers not what is natural and only considers what God has promised, and while considering His nature, which cannot lie. Amen. So everything else in the world may be telling you it could not possibly be. There is no cure. This is impossible. But God said, and God has done. Amen. So which report are you going to believe? Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, "For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him amen," or that means so be it, "to the glory of God through us." So in this, in God, everything is already yes. Again, He and His word are one and the same. You cannot separate His word from His will and the power to bring it to pass. In Him, it's already yes. All He needs you to do is agree with Him. Amen. Just like we saw in the Hall of Fame here, and again, standing on God's word in spite of everything else, and that word will surely come to pass. So thinking of this, we do not have to try to make the word work. The word works because it is God, and His word is just as real and powerful as God Himself. And His word is in us, in Christ. Amen. The word tells us here in Hebrews 1:3, "He is the brightness of His glory, the express image of Himself, and upholds all things by the power of His word." Amen. John 1:1-4 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were created through Him, and without Him nothing was created that was created. In Him was life, and the life was the light of mankind." And one more scripture, 1 Peter 1:23 says, "You have been regenerated," or born again, "not from a mortal origin or seed or sperm, but from the one that is immortal by the ever-living and lasting Word of God." Amen. So in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then we see you have been born again of the exact same Word of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Same Word, same power. Same Word, same power. Amen. That's who's you now are. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says that our bodies, these are now the temples of the Holy Ghost. Your spirit, your body, they belong to God. He purchased them in the body of Christ Jesus. Amen. God moved out of the temple in Jerusalem at Calvary when Jesus died on the cross, and now in Christ He moved to make His home in us. The same power, the same God that is upholding the universe is the God who resides on the inside of you through His word. Amen. Just meditating on that, just wow. Praise God. God, again, is inseparable from His word. So again, salvation, all of our healing, our peace, love, joy, all the resources we could ever need, they are in the word of his power, which is now resident on the inside of every believer. So again, when we come to God on the basis of his word, we're not coming to him and speaking to him or making a petition or a prayer request of him based on some promise that's out here somewhere. No, it all is resident on the inside of you. God doesn't need to send the power just now to do whatever needs to be done. It's already in you. Now, what do you say about it? You and I are the establishing covenant witnesses here in the earth. Again, in him, yes, in him, amen. It's not a matter of will he or won't we or how can I get him to do it. He's already done it. He's already fulfilled it in Christ. And now he is sitting on his throne. And Jesus said, the earth is under my feet and I'm just waiting on y'all to put this thing right. Amen. I'm coming back for a glorious church. Again, Romans 5:17 says that we are here to reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. Amen. Who is the embodiment, who is the living word himself, who is now alive in me. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So again, we must awaken to who we are, what we have, and what we can do now that we're in him. And that's why for these last months now, and we'll see how much longer, we have been teaching on Sundays and identification with Christ, to again, to see who we are, what we have, what we can do, and so that now by faith we can appropriate it. Amen. We can lay hold of it and say, that's mine. I believe I receive it. I take it and I have it and I thank you for it. The action of faith. So again, natural faith involves actions based on tangible or physical proof. Bible faith involves acting on the promise of God or the word of God when you do not see any tangible evidence, and naturally it may be impossible. Amen. Mark 9:23, this is Jesus. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Amen. All things are possible if you will have faith in God. Amen. There's a big difference between believing what your physical senses are telling you versus believing with your heart despite the physical senses. Amen. Praise God. Bible faith is laying hold of the unseen realm of hope and bringing it into the realm of reality. Amen. So again, we saw this at the beginning. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Again, faith is the substance of those things that we hope, those things we desire. Amen. Faith says, I'm going to lay hold of this based on God's word, and now this word is going to work. John 1:14 says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. God the Father had been prophesying himself in Genesis 3:15 and down through the prophets over and over and over, the Christ, the Christ, the Christ. Well, all of that word culminated at that moment in time, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. The word became flesh. In the spirit, this is exactly what happened to you and I at the new birth. In 1 Peter 1:23, you have been born again of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. Same word, same power, same life, same spirit. Whew. Amen. The same creative power that said light be and light was, is who's inside you today. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So again, Bible faith is born of and grows out of the Word of God. Let's look at Hebrews 11:1 in the Amplified Classic. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, or the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. That is, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. I'm going to read that again. Now faith is the assurance. So the other translation said faith is the substance. In this case, it's the same thing, but he's saying this is the assurance. It's the confirmation. It's the title deed. Amen. So the title to your car, the title to your house. This is the title. This is the guarantee that this is mine. This belongs to me. Amen. This is in my name. Rodney Paula Mooney, y'all own this. Amen. It is recorded. Amen. In the government, y'all own this. Well, in the kingdom of God, it is recorded that by His stripes you're healed. Amen. It is so that word, it's not just a word. It's not something out here I'm trying to get. This word is the guarantee. It is the assurance. It is the substance that this is yours. Amen. Now, if I own title deed to property in Texas, amen, which we do own some property in Texas, but let's say we own that property in Texas. Amen. And we have the title, you know, in our hand. But if I choose not to ever visit there, if I choose not to ever do anything with it, is it still mine? It's mine, but I'll never enjoy it. Amen. Until I actually do something with it, whether I want to sell it, cash it out, or go down there and build a house on it, or go hunt on it, or whatever. You know, I won't be enjoyed until I actually activate my faith to go say, you know what, this does belong to me. You know, I own this, and so I'm not going to go possess or inherit that land. Amen. So again, the children of Israel spent 40 years in the wilderness going around and around and around the mountain, but finally they entered into the promised land. It was theirs the whole time. God had already given it to them. It was just up to them to go take it. Amen. It was just up to them to go take it, but it was theirs the whole time. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So faith is the title deed of the things that we have hoped for. All right. If you hope for finances to meet a need, if you hope for finances to meet a need or have a desire, then faith is the substance and the assurance that you will have the money when you need it, because faith is also the evidence of things not seen. Faith is evidence. In the realm of the spirit, faith is tangible. Faith is very much real. You can't see it with your natural eye, but in the realm of the spirit, It literally is like currency going somewhere to happen. Amen. It is a tangible substance in the spirit. But by faith, you know what? I see what God said, and that settles it. Amen. This proves it. This is my evidence. This is my evidence. God has said this is who I am, what I have, what I can do, and this settles it. So we talk about this often, but number one core value in our, first and foremost, in our lives and in this church, and I pray in your lives, is the Word of God. It is the first and it's the final authority in every situation. Amen. The Bible addresses a whole host of issues. If God said it, that settles it. And now I'm going to adjust my life to live in accordance with it. Amen. Whatever that might be. Glory to God. Many hope for strength or wisdom to perform their job assignment or to run their business. But faith says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom will I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom will I be afraid?" Psalm 27:1. So looking at this, His light is my light. His salvation is now my salvation in Christ, is it not? His strength is my strength. And whom shall I fear? Amen. He's not given me a spirit of fear, but power. love and of a sound mind. His power, His same word power, His resurrection power is mine today. Amen. Glory to God. The more we renew our minds to that, whom shall I fear? You uncircumcised Philistine. David ran at Goliath. You uncircumcised, no covenant, nobody. Who do you think you are? 9-10 foot tall, hulking warrior. Who do you think you are? Nobody. Amen. Nobody. Glory to God. Faith says about itself everything that the Word says. For faith in God is faith in His Word. Amen. Whatever God says, I agree. And I'm going to say the exact same thing. I'm not going to change my testimony about it. It's going to be exactly that way. Amen. Revelation 12:11 says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, testifying to what God has done for them in Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I've done preached me happy, y'all. Every word promise, again, is already yes and amen. This new covenant is our covenant. We are the establishing covenant witness here in the earth. Amen. God will back it when you stand on it. Amen. Glory to God. Yet again, whatever it is, whatever word, whatever promise will be manifested for us when we make the quality decision to stand on His Word, even when it seems like all hope is lost. Amen. Just keep on standing. Amen. Just keep on standing. Paul wrote it over in Ephesians 6. Having done all to stand, well, what else are you going to do? Stand therefore. Amen. Just keep on standing. The Word can do anything but fail. Glory to God. Last point here. Assurance of faith. Assurance of our faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, 15. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Oh, that's good news. If I'll ask God on the according to what His Word has said, He's going to hear it. If I have a financial need, if I can come to Him and say, Father, I see here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, I'm gonna present my request to you tonight, Father God. And my God shall supply all my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So, Father God, tonight, whatever need, financial need I have, $1,000 by Friday, I present this to you, and by Christ Jesus, I receive what's done unto me now. And because I know I've asked according to what His Word has already told me, I know, number one, that He has heard me. Now, what does He say next? Verse 15, so if we know that He hears whatever we ask, we know. Now, here's that part we know. We know that we have. Not going to get it someday. We have it now. In the realm of the Spirit, that Word is alive, it's active, and it's causing things to come to pass. But as far as you and your covenant with God is concerned, He says, no, we have it. We have whatever we have asked of Him. In the realm of the Spirit, when you present your quest before God as far as God is concerned and by faith as far as I'm concerned, it's done. I'm not waiting on God. It's done. I'm not trying to get victory. I'm not trying to get my $1,000 by Friday. I've already got it. I got it when I presented my request to Him. And now faith is the substance. It's that currency of the kingdom. And it is making that exchange. I don't have to figure out how it's going to come or any of those other things. I just need to stay whole and hold fast to my confession. Don't turn loose of it. And just thank God. Amen. As often as that thought comes, well, what about that? I just want to thank you, Father, that there on Wednesday night at around 7 o'clock in the evening, I received that $1,000. And I just want to thank you for meeting my need. Amen. And I don't care. And again, this is the fight of faith. The enemy's on the job. Immediately Satan comes to steal the word. Well, you're not going to get your finances this time. Ha, ha, ha. I've already got it. You're not going to get your healing tonight. Ha, ha, ha. Jesus already got it for me, and I have already received it. Thank you. I'm healed. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. This is where most Christians miss what faith is. Again, this is where most Christians miss what faith actually is. They want to get what they're believing God for and then believe that they have received it. Seeing is believing. Not in the kingdom. Not in the kingdom. If you're waiting on your five physical senses to tell you, oh, well, you know, I guess now I'm healed. That wasn't Bible faith to begin with. That's just that is 100% flesh, and it's all natural. All right. Bible faith reverses the order. We believe we already have what we asked for. Again, according to our prayer, I believed I received it, and then we receive it. Let's turn over. I didn't put this in our notes. I'll add them in later before I post it. But Mark chapter 11 and verse 24. This is Jesus in his red words. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, that word ask is I place a faith demand. I make a petition based on God's word. Whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. You've got to believe you have received it before you ever see physical evidence. If you'll receive it based on nothing but what God has said, the word will work. It is alive and it is active and it will surely come to pass. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If we ask according to his will, which is his word, we know that he hears us. And because he has heard us, we know we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Amen. I was thinking of this over the years. I have prayed personally one-on-one with thousands of people. And particularly in my last ministry position, I had an opportunity to pray with folks on the phone and ended up supervising over that. But during that time when I was on the phones, I prayed one-on-one with thousands. And it's like whatever prayer requests you think you've heard of, I believe I probably have heard them. And I've heard a lot of different, and again, these are mainly believers that are calling in, you know, from, you know, different backgrounds. And so you hear all these different places and things. And so, but just in encountering all this, and here's just a couple examples, you know, either before or after you would pray with them. Well, I sure hope God heard my prayer. Or I hope that works this time. That's not faith. That's not faith. And honestly, this whole prayer was just a waste of time because all of it is in unbelief. There's not any faith in there. You've given God nothing to work with. In the realm of the Spirit, there is nothing happening. All right? I hope it works this time. No. Hope. Hope is not what causes God to hear or answer your prayer or petition, even though you may be quoting many scriptures that promise healing, for example. I've seen that too. I've seen people and years go by, and they're quoting healing and they're quoting, I mean, they've got 100 healing scriptures and they're quoting them and nothing's better. It's all in their head. There's no faith in the heart. They're quoting and confessing, hoping that maybe someday it'll actually work for them. Instead of actually believing they received, again, Jesus said, whatever you ask for when you pray. We just need to ask one time. If I've asked in faith, I know he's heard me. And if I know he's heard me, all I've left to do is rest and just give him thanks. He says, this is how the answer comes. Amen. We'll see more about this in the next teaching. Amen. Praise God. You know, so again, you can go back to the Hall of Fame of Faith and you can see it wasn't always instant. Amen. from the time that Abraham got called out of his home until the time that he had Isaac was 25 years. But the word came to pass. Amen. It's not a, don't be deterred by time. Amen. Just know the word is working. It took God the Father 4,000 years from the fall of Adam to the Christ. But it worked. Amen. Don't be moved by time. Just stay with God. Stay with the word. Amen. And in most cases, it don't take that long. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So again, hope is not what causes God to hear or answer your prayer or petition, even though it may be you may be quoting scriptures that promise, you know, healing or finances or whatever it might be. You may receive, you see, you receive the answer to your request because it is faith alone that activates the Word of God. Faith alone, nothing else. Faith alone. Amen. Glory to God. So again, not hope, not strong desire, and not because you have great need of it. Amen. There are lots of folks tonight all across this world, Christians, that are in desperate need. Amen. Of finances, of healing. Amen. If they don't get their healing tonight, they're on their way home. Glory to God, they're going home, but they're in desperate need. But just because they're in desperate need does not mean that that's what, you know, that's the criteria for God to hear them and answer it and to act on their behalf. We know that. We know that. Amen. Glory to God, it is faith alone that gives substance to our hope. Hope says, I want. Hope says, I need. Hope says, I desire, fill in the blank, and I will have it sometime. Hope is always out here. Oh, I really want a new boat. I sure hope I get one sometime. Yeah. You're not going to see a boat. You're not about to see no boat. Faith says, I have the answer to my request now. Faith says, I see what God has provided for me in Christ in His Word. I make my petition. I believe I receive it, and it's mine right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for my new boat out front. Amen. By the eye of faith, He sees it. Amen. If I was believing for a new boat, I'm not. But if I was, I would go clear a spot out back. This is, and I would section it off. This is where my boat is. And whatever I can do, amen, I'm going to go put my vision board up, something, but I receive this is mine right now. Amen. Glory to God. Every word promise, again, it's already yes, and it's already amen. And in closing, this final example, I just want to give us to think on. A corn farmer, we're here in Nebraska, the great state of corn. A corn farmer plants a seed in dark soil and walks away in faith that roots are going to form before any shoots will appear. The seed does not look alive, yet life is happening beneath the surface. Faith believes in the unseen work of God long before it sees any green coming up out of the ground. What does the word say? First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Hold fast to your confession of faith. Your faith is working. Don't turn loose of it. Amen. Don't turn loose of your faith. Glory to God. I said in closing, I have one scripture here as we close. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Verse 35 says, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. The word's working. The word is working. Hold fast. Hold fast to your confession of faith. Thank you, Father, I'm healed. Thank you, Lord, I have my $1,000. Amen. Whatever it is, hold fast to your confession of faith. Well, we're going to go ahead and dismiss online, and we have some discussion we're going to do here in the room. But online, there's information on your screen. If you have a prayer request, if we can join our faith with you, if you have a testimony, write us, contact us. We want to rejoice with you. We want to agree in faith with you. And but in the meantime, know this, that God loves you. We love you. And in Him, we are living in victory.